and you're tuned to Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, steal, or borrow. Please stand by.
Some serious killer jams. Now, we are going to have the biggest party ever.
Time Magazine. Read it right here in Time Magazine. Time Warner, the mass media clan, molding minds to fit in their plan for youth can be a tremendous threat. Dangerous thoughts to make the big man sweat. So they paint the picture of the youth today. Being a slacker is cool, it is the way. And so they keep us dazed with the hit pop song, and we never see what's really going on. Big business pushing money and people around. We'll be hypnotized. Trial broadcast on every station. Coca-Cola hired MIT to make a scam on how to market their new can to the 16 to 25 age group. They're young and impressionable and easily duped. Put a face on the can covered by a barcode. I see it and it makes me want to explode. They say you will be cuter if you drink this pop. Turn for the future will simply stop. Call this new soda okay. Second most known word in the world is Coke. MTV, the voice, the alternative nation, the choice of an even newer generation, a commercial assault till your eyes turn blue. Woodstock 94 on pay-per-view. If you want to change the world, change the channel. Put your hat on backwards. The dogs of flannel watch the women in cages and the hair band sing.
Be a good consumer underling.
The CEO of MTV wears a suit and tie. An old guard capitalist conniving and sly. Take their advice, unplug your TV. Beavis and Butthead is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The TV where you watch cops is made by Sony and Time. Prints a magazine with news that's phony. Both also control what music you hear. Corporate industry controlling your ears. Six companies sign all the music in tower. They've taken our songs and hence our power. They screw the artists and warp pop culture. Backstabbing, carrion feeding vultures. So don't let them make you a commodity. Try not to be a sucker and try to break free. Cause oh, the situation is dire and tragic. Taking back our music cause music is magic. Taking back our music cause music.
Submissive and take away the drive. with the sign of a crucifix for the burger, shakes, and fries. Can't you see? McDonald's is the enemy. Can't you see that I am cahoots with Walt Disney? It's an alien conspiracy, and it's messing with me.
Now, I better get a better bullshit now. Give me a brighter, bolder bullshit now. We got a greener, brander bullshit.
I'm not gullible, you won't catch me getting hurt by an ad man's fantasy of a supermodel in a talking car with a nicotine nipple in a chocolate bra as a jingle fingers through my soul. And I'm twitching to a rhythm that I don't control. Itching for a fix down the old arcade where I spend all the money that I just got.
Bullshit now.
Am I an animal so programmable? A Pavlov dog in a revolving door? Or a human spirit that has got no limit? And I ain't gonna double for a dunce no more. Say that I won't, but I probably will, cause they got my number and they're ringing it still. Singing
heal the hunger in your soul
with a brand new filling for a brand new hole. And it's all for my freedom
of choice.
That a thousand satellites got one voice. For a TV shopper who remotely votes, channel hopping in the cabin of a sinking boat.
Titanic, what's the panic? Bullshit now.
Slave or citizen, same old shit again. Got a lot of what I never used to need, while all I'm cherishing is perishing. Fled to the fetish of a great white greed. Greed in the boardroom, bigger than God, using a woman as a wink and nod. And I brought to the herd that are driving by,
you can have my body if you buy my lie.
Somebody in this neighborhood ought to take those billboards out for good.
Ought to run those dealers out of town.
Ought to take back the power and hand it around.
Start planning for an insurrection now.
I'm not a terrorist, maybe an anarchist. A nice bloke doesn't want to hurt nobody.
damage we've done.
I say we, what do I mean? Just a lot of little people in a big machine. Just a lot of little links in a global chain, where we want more pleasure so we make more pain. And it seems like nobody's in control. Just money making money, and it's got no soul. And it's got no power but the power we get when we doubt that without it we could live. Imagine it's easy if you try. I'm an idealist, also a realist. I know it's difficult to kick that drug, but if we get clever and we give it up together, what a great endeavor when we pull that plug. I'm sick and tired of all the bullshit now. I think we're running out of bullshit now. I've had enough of all the bullshit.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Ah, hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything, anything, anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But we've already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Good idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials. I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob. Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
And your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well, my kids and I, for example, love to build things with scrap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials.
I
get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
I can imagine.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
Then your name is...
Bob.
That's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
The what?
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
The what?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The truth in advertising.
The what?
Well, then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so this is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Now, wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right. Why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
You're tuned to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. Please stay tuned for playlist and contact info at the end of this half-hour broadcast.
Attention shoppers. Attention 9-to-5 folk, cell phone masses, the up-and-coming classes. Attention sports utility, plastic surgery, suburbanites, Viagra popping, Gucci shopping, urbanites. Attention George Clooney loonies, promise keeper sheep, stockbrokers, sleepwalkers, big investment talkers, Ricky Lake watchers. Attention Walmart congregation, shop till you drop generation. Attention nation, America's on sale. We've unstocked the welfare pantry to restock the Wall Street gentry. It's economically elementary because values don't pay. Yes, American dreams are on permanent layaway. There was limited availability anyway. The Statue of Liberty is being dismantled. $10 a piece to sit on your mantle or hang on your wall by the small Somalian child you bought from Sally Struthers. Sisters and brothers, it's now or never. This deal won't last forever. America's on sale. Restrictions may apply if you're black, gay, or female. And shoppers, Global Perspective is 99% off, because most of the world don't count to us. Our ethic inventory's low, because moral business has been slow. The value company is moving to Mexico, and all ethics must go. It's a remote control America that's on sale, because standing up for justice can't compare to clicking through it from a lazy chair. Answer, Jerry Montel. Oprah. Question, folks who really care, for $1 million in this new McVeggie Burger world order, where national health care is 100% off and Medicare is in the 50% bin, so you can buy half an operation when America's on sale. There's a closeout bid to determine which religion will win all those neon flashing signs of sin. The Christian Coalition's bidding high. Shoppers, U.S. got. Who needs a higher power when you've got the purchasing power to corner and market one human mold? That's right. Real family values are being undersold. And it's open hunting season for the NRA. There's a special Uzi discount. Only today. Gun control, we say. Fuck it, blow it all away. 'Cause inflation's up on the CEO ego and power's deflated as far as you go. 'Cause Nike bought the revolution and law schools bought the Constitution. Tommy Hilfiger bought the red, white, and blue. A flag shirt for $50. The one being burned is you. Marvel bought what it means to be a man. Lexus equals power, so get it while you can. Maybelline bought beauty. New York's buying booty. MasterCard Gold bought the national soul. Broadway bought talent and called it cats. The Republicans bought out the Democrats. They liquidated all asses in a fat white donkey sale. Now it's buy one schmuck, get one schmuck free in the capitalist party. And there's nothing left to get in the way of a full blue light blowout of the US of A. There's a no nothing back guarantee, a 0 year warranty. When you buy this land of the Fritos, Ruffles, Lays, this home of the Braves, the Chiefs, the Reds, the slaves, so call 1-800-I-DON'T-CARE-ABOUT-SHIT or www.fuckallofit to receive your credit for the fate of our nation. Call now. Interest is at an all-time low. But hurry, shoppers, because America's being downsized, citizens, and you're all fired.
Fight. Eat for the basics, where we gonna erase this? back with a nice gain of nearly 3 points after a recent weakness. American Express was the biggest point gainer in the Dow today, up 8 1/4. Then American International Group. EG from outperformed to a strong buy. Hewlett-Packard up. Global business-to-business online exchange for the retail industry. Cisco System down 2 3/16. Microsoft moved up 1/4. Microsoft and Qualcomm plan to jointly develop advanced wireless devices. Intel was down 7/8, and Qualcomm itself up 9 11/16. Pretty good move there. JDS Uniphase fell 3 13/16. Commerce One up 6 sharp. Recent gains down only 1 11/16. 3Com dropped a point. Yahoo up 3 1/4, and Applied Materials up 4 10 1/16. AML Communications up 3 full points. Company says it's developed technology for self-testing and self-tuning RF amplifiers. Waters Instruments down 3 3/8. Garrett Communications has voted not to proceed with the proposed merger between the two companies, and Quintus Corp dropping 7.5. A new deal will acquire Mustang.com for about $32 a share in Quintus stock. And Quintus could be having a little of an earnings dilution there. Incidentally, Mustang stock was up 3 3/4 to 29 5/8 on that news. The American Exchange Index had a record high with a gain of nearly 21 points. Big move there. QC Optics was the big percentage gainer, up nearly 2 points, 52.5%.
It's all about money, of course.
Economic globalization is the politics of impoverishment. It has historically been the politics of impoverishment.
People try to describe organizations like the World Trade Organization and IMF. Just think of it like these are a gang of international gangsters who are sitting down in a place to plan murders, talk about how they're going to redivide the world, talk about how they're going to fleece the people of the world and starve them to death. Think about it in terms of that. Then you can develop a certain level of passion to fight them. And you need passion to fight them. You know, we're so used to thinking with our heads and not with our hearts.
A deportation that will mean that her 2 daughters would go to female circumcision, that they would be left destitute without any kind of social structure, infrastructure, family when they're there. And they came at 8:30 in the morning on a school day and took her into custody with her 5 children standing there watching.
And you're still tuned to Pop Defect Radio. That was a clap with Disband the IMF off of their split with Desperosity. And also you heard in the mix some stuff from Indie Media about Stop Globalization. Also Consolidated with It's All About the Money off of their End of the Meeting album at consolidatedmusic.org. Papa Brittle with Economic War Zone off of their album Polemic Boot Beat Poetry. Hey, what's up with the Pop Defect? Keep saying Pop Defect over there.
Pop Defect Radio.
Alex Olson with America on Sale off of her album Built Like That. You heard Negative Land with Truth and Advertising, benefit compilation for Alternative Radio, Volume 1. Hey, easy over there. You heard Seize the Day with Bigger, Brighter, Bigger, Better, Brighter off of there. It's Our World on Wildwood Acoustic Records. Mojo Nixon with Disney is the Enemy off Sock Ray Blue on Snatch A Records. And Casey Neal with It's Not Okay, the secret track off of his self-titled album on Appleseed Records. Fossil Airplay on Pop Defect Radio. Send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, 95061. And we're hailing from the illegal pirate studios of 96.3 Freak Radio Santa Cruz. And we're going to end with another track by Negative Land off their Dyspepsy album called Why This Commercial on C-Land Records. And we want to thank everybody for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Cut. How great was that? Is he worth the money? Let's look at these.
Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial going to sell Pepsi?
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
I feel good about Pepsi. I feel good about Pepsi.
Hi, I'm me.
It's that last 1 foot, I call it, in the supermarket, where that 1 foot between your hand reaching this direction or that direction, it is an emotional one.
Why is this commercial?
And that's the bonding you want to get.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot, I call it.
Why is this commercial?
That 1 foot, 1 foot.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot. Cut.
You're picking people to represent traditionally perceived roles for black people. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the servants, the traditional role here, the black athletes use the role that people are comfortable with seeing blacks in to help sell a product, but don't use blacks in roles that are expanding the parameters, that are putting blacks in new and in different settings.
Hi, I'm Herschel Walker. I'm not just running through a line when I say, hi, I'm Herschel Walker.
I need a Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Go to sell Pepsi.
Pepsi. Pepsi. Pepsi. Feel good about Pepsi. 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 Feel good about Pepsi.
Testimonials by celebrities.
And that's why Michael, whose face you like, or we know that a large number of people are crazy about him, as soon as you see him, say, oh, I wonder what this is going to be about.
You're a whole new generation.
$5 million to star in 2 90-second ads. Pepsi.
Are you sure you want to use a celebrity?